Prime Minister Julia Gillard will travel to Indonesia next month for annual talks with President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. The visit will give the PM an opportunity to discuss ways to stem the flow of asylum seeker boats before September's election. The Prime Minister's office says the trip has been planned for some time. The husband of murdered Melbourne woman Jill Maher has hit out at the justice system, saying it failed his wife.
I certainly don't
think... Tom Maher says the sentence handed down to her killer isn't tough enough. Adrian Bailey was jailed for life with a non-parole period of 35 years. US Secretary of State John Kerry has spoken to the Afghan president to try to defuse tensions over peace talks with the Taliban. Hamid Karzai is threatening to boycott the talks unless Afghanistan leads them. He's upset the Taliban has opened an office in Qatar where the talks are going to be held. US President Barack Obama has used a public speech in Berlin to propose cutting American and Russian nuclear weapons by a third. Speaking at the Brandenburg Gate, Mr. Obama called for a reduction in the number of tactical warheads deployed in Europe. An Italian court has sentenced two of the world's top fashion designers to jail for tax evasion. Domenico Dolce and Stefano Gabbana are accused of hiding millions of dollars from tax authorities. They weren't in court to hear the verdict and they have denied the charges.